Everyone, welcome back to the Moonlighters Club. Rashad, how's it going?
Good, I'm doing good. How about yourself, man?
I don't know, man. The week was all right, bro. How's the co-working space treating you?
Oh, man, it's good. But this is actually my apartment, the little orphan home cubbies. Pretty convenient.
For those who don't know, Rashad Sanders was at the last showcase we did in Baltimore. What was that, November 3rd? You
Yeah.
sponsored it through Drip Fix. We've known each other for a very long time. He stays down in Richmond, which is an amazing city. But yeah, man, I just want to check in, man. How's Drip Fix going?
It's coming along, man. Still trying to figure things out. Still kind of cleaning on the side to kind of keep things going along. But slowly but surely.
What specific aspect of the business are you focusing on right now? Because I'm focusing on figuring out who the hell we are in marketing, promotion, and it sucks. I hate it, man. I hate promotion. I hate social media.
Yeah, I'm starting to really understand now the importance of strategy. I always thought it was just bull crap. Starting to really understand it more and more and trying to lean into it more to get more targeted in how I target my potential users. Make sure I can find some profitable users, not a bunch of freeloaders.
There's so much noise now, man. There's so many bots. Plus, there's so many people who can view, who won't engage. And I think that's what a lot of apps have killed. So when you're trying to get the word out or find potential customers, so many people will just click on some stuff and be like, "Ooh, nice," but it doesn't mean anything. So then you gotta get your name out there, but then you gotta find a way to get your name out there to engage. That's your wheelhouse though, the SEO stuff and things of that nature. Is that stuff still super valuable now, the AdWords game, the SEO game?
It depends on what you're after, what market you're in. If you're an e-commerce store, yeah. But certain things as far as the sneaker space, you may Google a topic of a sneaker or sneakers, but a lot of times you're discovering that on social. So, social has really changed the game a lot for other verticals.
Rashad and I, we're working on startups together at the same time when we met in Boston. And this is a crazy tangent, but as soon as I saw your face, I wanted to talk on it. We were consistently pushed around and denied whenever we had serious talks about raising money. I feel like we made some good relationships, but anything that could actually help us, we just kept getting BS from. And this was, 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
And now, all these people that we were told to look up to, or emulate, have been having massive rounds of layoffs over the past 2.5 years, or just don't exist anymore. Bro, this has been the craziest, most fulfilling, and again, my apologies to everyone who was laid off, but this has been the craziest 3 years, I think, man, in the startup game, bro, in terms of negative, I don't think it's been any crazier than this.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've expected anything like this, but like I said, they funded just so much. Money was free. So, if you knew somebody with a little bit of money, they were willing to give a shot to almost anything for about a 5-6 year period there. But it's coming back, man. Luke's coming home to crow.
I honestly don't think there's a way to recover, man. It's bad to the point that whenever there's another round of layoffs, this other dude was yelling I don't understand DocuSign having this many employees, Figma having this many employees. And then it just reminds me who has these crazy large workforces at the same time that AI is supposed to be on the come up. I don't know, man. I just feel like this was one of those reckonings that there's no get right for. It's just it is what it is. They're going to cut a bunch of jobs. AI is going to come in. There will be your AI startups that'll take off and get some money, but these older companies, I don't know how they make new roles for these tens of thousands of people that they cut. It's about to get wild out of here. Well, it already is.
But now I think the market will adjust. I think AI will create new roles for people in other industries and verticals. It may not be in tech. They may end up in grocery or something, doing something with technology. So I think other industries will adopt AI, will adopt other things that people will then pivot into. So just you always gotta keep learning. So really very much so right now. And then I was talking to Austin. He was talking about just tech market in general. He was saying how his brother was telling him that the market has basically been flooded with like the boot camp devs. So it's just so easy to find web developers now for a lot of these companies because all these boot camps flooded the market. Don't know how true that is, but that's what they were saying.
Yeah, and I remember hearing at I was at a cool networking event at Fearless based in Baltimore, and there was a recruiter there who was telling me about the developers who did get in early and got the super high paying roles from the Googles and the Twitters when things were good, and they got golden handcuffs now, because now they're like languages have changed, preferences have changed, and someone who was working at X company making 300 grand is trying to look for a new role with those hard skills and can't find it. It's actually kind of crazy, bro. I remember when developers were like, they were like cobalt, bro. Like before coming out there, hoarding all of them and just throwing a buddy at them. And because of no code, just because the way things are, it's all, bro. I don't even look at apps the same. Like I know there's like still dope apps being made, but I don't personally feel like it was before when it was all about the store, what's new, what's hot, this or that. I feel like, man, just these three or four companies, you can kind of just type on them and then just be good for. It's, I mean, there's still possibilities there. It's just crazy how it's all flipped on its head.
No, man, it's like Vic says, they call them what, Fang. I mean, shoot, they really have almost all the tech power. But yeah, I remember like some of these companies were built on like open source technologies, and now they sales are building their own technologies, which is crazy. I think like React Native, Dart, all these different programming languages. But yeah, no, that definitely makes sense, man. That would suck as a developer. God. Like,
Remember what I'd hear? Ruby on Rails, man. You gotta learn
yeah.
Ruby, bro. You're gonna laugh the dust. It's
Yo.
like, bro, I don't even know how it could be. I don't know. Like, guys, gotta learn Ruby, bro. You're done. You're done.
If you don't hire Ruby devs, man, no one's gonna work for you.
Yo, it's a point. Like, I guess some of it was true, but the basis of the stuff is still there, like HTML, CSS. But I think about all the like specific languages that people were learning, like Objective C, or what was the Windows one? C
Was it
Sharp,
C sharp?
C#, whatever that. Whatever that was called. They don't even have, that doesn't even exist anymore, bro.
Yeah, now some I want to say Jet.com was built on like .NET, which is crazy. I think I want to say, yeah. So like they're using some like very interesting situations, but like, but it's crazy. Some of that old stuff is still around. Like PHP still powers like still like 70 something percent of the internet via
Yeah, I think Python's
WordPress.
still going strong. It's interesting to see. To the folks who don't know, what's the startup scene like down in Richmond?
It's close knit. It's not huge. It's not like a DC or anything. But it's a close knit community. Everything kind of revolves around 1717, which is a startup, kind of like incubator ecosystem here. But no, it's definitely a really cool city. Cheap, so it makes it kind of like easy to bootstrap if you want to do that, or if you do raise a little money, you can make it go pretty far here. So yeah, Rich is pretty cool. I've enjoyed it. That's have been in New York and Boston and all these other bigger ecosystems.
Yeah, do you see the future for? Matter of fact, let me try to be professional about this. Can you explain what DripFix is before we go into it, so for folks to know?
It's just a marketplace for us sneaker repair refurbishment. Moving more specifically towards leather goods, in general. But that's what we are, just a marketplace.
Do you see what would make the most sense for like not an end game, but like a good linchpin for the company? Would it be a retail spot that you would have folks like cleaners, but maybe with something else as a price point? I don't know. I'm just thinking in my head. Would that make sense for y'all to have an actual Drifix place?
I haven't thought about it that much as far as like a physical retail location. Prefer to have something with low overhead. It's just a whole nother game. We got a storefront and people coming in. All social insurance and stuff that goes into that. I'm sure it does. I don't know, but yeah, I prefer to try to keep it as digital light as possible.
Yeah, I learned from all the nonsense that we saw is just, you don't have to grab stuff just because you want it. Like a lot of be like some of this you can just be done with and keep it as bare bones as possible. I was just, y'all don't need it. I was just thinking, like, I don't know. I have a weird fascination with brick and mortar.
No, it's definitely a good option to have. But I'm just trying to build a, I guess they call it a lifestyle business. I'm just trying to build something profitable at this point. That's more my focus. More, start small, build something good that's small, and grow it from there.
I'm the same way, man. We may have some stuff coming through for the agency. I'm like you. I'm not, no more. We're just trying to find an aggregate formula for content. Like, no, it's like, bro, this is what we do. These are the three things. Let's just do the three things. It's not overinvest. Keep it simple. So far, so good. After working for so many people that are just like, yeah, man, we just kind of go out there, man. And I'm like, all right, this, like, it's not gonna be that loose, but it's gonna be kind of like that. I would keep it lean, and then just grow. And I'm trying to create some kind of sense of community with what we do here at the club and agency. Working on Drip Fix, if there was an introduction to someone who was really good at a specific skill that could help your business right now be in a much better place, what would that be? And that could be anything from accounting, investing, consulting, partners. But if there was just a person or people that you're like, oh, that person's really good at X, it'd be cool to talk to them and I could help Drifix hit that next thing. What would that be?
Probably say operations. Trying to figure out how all the pieces fit together, shipping sneakers here and there. It's a lot of like risk and things involved. So if I know, someone that understood that, or insurance, those would be two topics that would be helpful.
All right. We can do that. All right, Rashad. I don't want to take too much of your time. I just want to check in. It's probably something we should do. I feel like we should meet up and just like laugh at calamity that's going because it's an election year. It's only going to get worse for everybody in the next 3 months. It's
It's
about to get crazy out here, dude.
more great.
But right now, I just want you to speak on how where people can find you. Or how people could support you now, or anything you'd want folks to leave with about yourself or Drip Fix.
You can follow Drip Fix at We Are Drip Fix on Instagram. As far as how you find me, I don't want nobody to find me on social. Yeah, so we'll skip that one. But one thing I could say to leave with is let's try and see, try to think. I guess for folks that are going being laid off, I went through that, just a few months back. Just keep believing in yourself. It's more than likely 9 times out of 10 not you. It's probably them. And all this stuff really is subjective. So don't be so hard on yourself and just keep on pushing.
Appreciate that. As someone who is unemployed myself in interviewing, that's good, something to keep in mind. It's not you. Even when you're applying, don't take it personal. Like hundreds of applications are going out, thousands It's just a lot. You'll find it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not your fault. It's the person in the cardigan who is making three times what we were all making. It's their fault.
Yeah. He's making the bad decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
Making the choice.
All right. Well,
strategic alignment.
Yeah. The person who says, it's out of my hands, man. It's just. Well, Rasad, man, thank you for taking the time. I wanted to just do a quick check in. We should do this again soon.
Most definitely.
Just to connect, brother. But yo, everyone who's listening, Moonlighters Club, we'll be right back at you with another one soon. Rashad, man, have a good day.
You too, man.